You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
The other day, I had to reflect on a few things that made me really get quiet. And in getting quiet, it made me think about the factor of they say the company you keep or your circle of influence, your posse, your folks, however you refer to your people that you are investing time, energy, and space with. And it led me to create this segment of, who's in your circle and why. And if you're at a point in your life where you've had changes, challenges, friendships, partnerships, anything that's been moved or adjusted, it is not uncommon to think about it, right? So when you decide to allow someone to become a part of that intimate circle, it mainly is based upon probably trust, some type of level of integrity, honesty, sincerity, hopefully some level of transparency, and hopefully you also have someone or some level of care and concern or consideration for the other person, and as well as them to you. And so it's one of those things that people have not necessarily hammered down and said, okay, this is something to think about on a day-to-day basis. Not necessarily, but there are times I think that it can make you reflect. It could be something that has happened with you that could be a moment of congratulations. It can be a moment of challenges, a moment of change, maybe something of disruption. It can be you just really having a moment of evaluation of self. But there's reasons that can lead you to really consider who's in your circle and why. And guys, that's my conversation today. You know what time it is. It's Sunday's Monday Motivation. Let's go.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network.
Hey girl, come stop by Double Meek Dub, located off of 211 North State Street in Hemet, California, 92543. We offer eyelash extensions, brow waxing, brow lamination, ombre powder brows, as well as two-day lash courses. So come get Meek Dub.
Hey, this is Cindy Lemke from the Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber of Commerce, and I'm here to invite you to learn more about the Chamber. We have networks ongoing, so you can join us at a breakfast at J&M Restaurant at 9 a.m. every Wednesday. Breakfast is on you, networking is on us. And then we have Women in Business, we have the Multicultural Network, and we have the Valley Nonprofit Network. And then we also have our monthly mixer. Any one of those things, you can be my guest. Give me a call at the office for more information or just tell me you're coming. 951-658-3211, or you can check us out on the website, hsjvc.com. That's like Hemet San Jacinto Valley Chamber.com. I look forward to hearing from you. Have a great day, and don't forget to join the Chamber and help your business grow.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Blue Line Enterprises, located at 1455 North State Street in Hemet, is the go-to used car and truck dealership, providing you with a great car buying experience, offering high-quality pre-owned vehicles. From the moment you walk through the door, commitment is provided to you for a great buying experience with a skilled sales staff, Great financing options will help you get the vehicle you want at the great price you deserve. Contact us at 951-293-3105 and feel free to find us online at BlueLineEnterprisesLLC.com.
So for many, many years, I can take a real good look of times and changes from, you know, playing professional basketball and leaving the United States and going to Europe. And I can remember feeling like I'm going to a country that I do not speak this language. I'm not fluent in French. And so I took it upon myself to, of course, you get your book of French words and conversations to translate and hopefully help you to be able to navigate things that you want to ask for, from directions to just the most basic things. And I can remember getting there and recognizing that I had to get deeper than just this book that I would carry around and have this resource. I was very fortunate that the host team that I was with made a decision to have me set up with a gentleman, shouts out Robette, a gentleman that had initially come from the United States himself 20 plus years before, play basketball in on the men's league, and he had been in France for almost a couple decades at that point. And he was at the point of retiring as a professional player, and he was from Ohio, so, you know, he was Midwestern like myself, and he definitely was fluent in French, and Robert is tall. He's over six, I think you want to say like 6'7", 6'8", and but just a very kind person. And I remember meeting Robert, and it was good. I got to the country, and of course the basketball coach, the president of the club, the VP of the club, and Robert greeted me at the airport, and they all could speak some English, but definitely fluently speaking French. It was the first language for those outside of Robert. But Robert had been there for so many years, he was fluent speaking. So I ended up residing with Robert when I first got to France until they got my flat, my apartment together, and in my car, just all the things that I would settle into to have to put me in my own position. And so what was amazing is that Robert, we vibed. Like, from the minute I met him, he was really cool. He had been in Europe a long time, but he knew and understood a lot of the dynamics of where I was coming from. And, you know, he definitely was older than I was. And at the time, he already had, you know, settled into the country, had a home there, had children, and, you know, just was, you know, doing his thing. And he also was a great mentor to a lot of the other younger men that were a part of the team, coming to the team and had been there some years, and very familiar and just a humble guy. So I remember, you know, just kind of getting acclimated to things. And I remember very early on experiencing that culture shock of coming to this country and not being able to speak. And me being the person that I genuinely am, I like to be able to conversate and talk. I guess that's why loud mouth exists, right? And I can remember feeling like, okay, here I meet my teammates, and the majority of the team, nobody really was was all first French speaking, and very little English. Most of my teammates would struggle. There were a few that could speak English, but, you know, you got a team. You want to be able to communicate with your entire team. So two things I remember. One, I'm coming into this country and you know, hoping to bring my talents, my spirit, my energy, my desires, my goals, and also learning to mesh with what the team's goals were and getting to know my teammates. And here was this little obstacle that I'm not fluently French speaking, barely could say anything past we and no, and like it was really, really, really very, very basic. And so I can remember making a decision, okay, I'm going to enroll in some kind of program here to get me on a path of being able to speak French. So luckily, I sought out, there was a major university in the area, the University of Nantes, and I was playing for a team in that area, and it allowed me to enroll in school and just basically learn general French. I had to be able to communicate, and my teammates was pretty cool once they learned that I was really putting in the work and attempting to be able to communicate. So when we would have our practices, they would literally, put the effort in regards to me learning the numbers, learning how to count. And so we would start this thing where we would be shooting free throws. And so I would make it my business to count out loud. And so then they realize, oh, man, Sonny is literally taking the time to learn French. And it created another level of commitment to the team, and the team could then see that here's this person that really and truly I am an outsider coming into their country to play in their team and to play and represent their league. And in the duality, I'm also representing myself. I'm representing the U.S. I'm representing the city of Chicago where I was from. And, you know, on my mind, I'm like, okay, I'm carrying the stripes of so many things and so many people and so many avenues of myself. And then also meshing with the team and the organization to come in there and to, you know, be a part of their group. And so there was our bus driver named Philip, and Philip's English was horrible. So was my French. And we just made this astounding connection. He struggled to speak English. I struggled to speak French, but we just got along and could understand and communicate with each other. And it was pretty many, many times pretty interesting and funny. But literally, I remember feeling the shift of my teammates starting to embrace me more. And they could see that, okay, she's putting in the effort to learn to speak our language and to understand what we're doing and what we're talking about. Ironically, during my first couple of days in school, there was a young lady and named Anna and her sister, and they had a friend and a friend, their friend's boyfriend. So the four of them were kind of grouped together. They were from Mexico, and they had literally come to France to learn French. And I think we sat next to each other a few times in class. And after a while, they started talking to me and I started talking to them. And definitely. So the scenario here, I have making a connection now to four people from Mexico who are Spanish speaking first, learning French and can speak a little bit of English. And here I am, English speaking only. And in learning French, and then also recognizing in my relationship and connection to these four people that some words in French and in Spanish are almost interchangeable. And so there were times when I would be, you know, speaking to them, and as we basically started hanging out. So they became my circle. They were also part of my circle outside of my teammates. And so, we would study together and talk and try to, you know, master our classes. Our teacher was French Canadian, so she had a different accent. Even though she could speak English and she could speak French, her accent in speaking when she would speak French would sound a little bit different to me. And I think if anybody's ever had any training of a foreign language, you'll notice, you'll pay attention to the way people speak and the way they pronunciate. And if they're of a different, you know, a different background, of a different culture, if they speak another language or speak other languages, and it's all kind of mixtures of things that's happening there. And so my friends who were from Mexico, they would speak one way. My teacher spoke another. And then here was me over here trying my best to be in between. So there were times I would be speaking in class, and instead of speaking in French, I'm speaking in Spanish. So one day I was reading, the teacher would make you read out loud. And so it was time for me to read. And I remember reading something, and instead of saying comprendre, which is comprehend in English, isn't comprendre in French, I said comprende, which is Spanish. And so I remember feeling like, oh my God, I'm confusing everybody in my own quest of the mixtures of cultures. Because I got my teammates, I got my new friends that we're hanging out. And then my teacher, who's Canadian French speaking, has a different accent. So I can remember starting to pay attention, though, that there were all of these different words that could be utilized in both languages. And And my circle of friends would, you know, recognize that even along with that, I was starting to learn Spanish words and just from us hanging out and doing things together. But when I tell you guys, you know, it was so important to, you know, beyond myself, I had my own personal goals. I had my own personal desires of what I needed to be and do. On the quest of becoming a piece to this puzzle of as a professional basketball player. But it was equally important that I didn't just think about me in the sense of the whole, and that it was equally important for me to make sure that my teammates, my classmates equally found that I showed up for them, or I took interest in what they liked and what they were doing, or wanted to meet them at where their level is, as well as equally have an opportunity to get to know me. One of my teammates, Ellen, I will never forget. She was very, very minimally speaking in English, but one place that we made a huge connection, we went out one night after a game, and I had a ritual. I would clean my house the day of a game, go and play basketball that night, and, you know, to have a game, and then go to the club afterwards. It was just, hey, what it was. So we're out one night, and this club we're at is literally blaring some reggae. And so this one song comes on. It's a very, very popular song. And Ellen is singing the song, and is English speaking words, of course, with the accent of Jamaican accent. And so I'm listening to this French girl just going, and she dancing and winding. I was cracking up, and, you know, we just connected, you know, that day. And I knew that that song was like her favorite song. And so and it was probably the most English I heard her speak from the music. But I think, guys, I'll just share that story to say that, you know, who you decide to invest into time and make them, you know, you guys equally decide to become each other's circle in some form or fashion. It's important to understand why and what is prevalently there between the two of you. And I think it's important to recognize how taking the time to invest in others and as well as yourself is a gift. And it becomes a blessing when you are fully engaged in being a present person in friendships and partnerships, relationships. And because we invest that time and we make those decisions, you need to make sure that those people that you are creating and making your circle make sense, and that it's serving you, you're serving them. And, you know, I think that a lot of times people have lost the understanding of what friendship really looks like and what that means. And it requires time, commitment, dedication, willingness to listen, maybe when you don't want to listen, to be there when you don't want to be there. You know, it's easy to kick it and go out and hang out and do things. But A friend of mine made a statement some time ago, and I have to say it rings true, that you really know who and what your friends are when you're really going through something. And, you know, because it's easy to be social, but it's not as easy when you're not in position to entertain them or be in their presence, or you're not in a position to go somewhere or do something because maybe you physically are not able to, maybe you're mentally not well, or maybe you're financially in a situation, or you may have had a shift or something that's happening. Maybe it's your work schedule that doesn't allow you to get away, and maybe your family or your children. There's just so many different dynamics that are constantly happening. And, you know, so it requires give and take. It requires understanding. It requires sometimes a level of consideration, and not just compromise, but really a lot of times I think consideration is more prevalent than compromise. I think people sometimes misconstrue what compromising is versus consideration. So, I'm going to tell you guys, today has been one of those days that I felt that it's important to recognize what is valuable. And I think that we're living in such a society that is distracting. And if, you know, if you're on social media, of course, most of the world is on social media now, and it makes it easy to be distracted by so many things. And I'm not saying that people don't have their reasons and purposes of why they're doing what they're doing, but it's easy to be, you know, overzealously, engaged, and because of the energy that people are putting behind their keyboards and on their phones into the atmosphere, it can make you feel as if you don't really have a grasp on things if you're not careful. Because we are dealing with a lot of things now that are being produced and presented that may not be factual. They may not be, as they say, fact checked. So it's very important that if you are giving time, energy, commitment to things or to people, that it has a value system that works for you equally and not just one way. So for me, giving this message today has been a important one. I thought about talking about this for a few weeks and just wasn't ready to really give it all, you know, give it my all as far as thought. But every now and then something would come to my attention that would impart into this part of the conversation that I'm having with you today. So what is important, you know, for us as a society is to recognize that people are human, and everybody's value systems or emotional scale and their thought of mind is different. That's one of the things that we should applaud, is that we're not all programmed the same. We're all uniquely made, and it is of real value to be able to have a friend. And I remember as a kid, my mother used to say, if you have, you know, everybody's not your friend. But if you do choose to invest that label to someone, make sure that they're worth the investment. Make sure they're worth the journey. Make sure they're worth the task and any other things that you put into it, and understand why. And equally so, how are you measurably being in reverse to them? You know, so the consideration works on both sides of the table, guys. So this one is going to be a nice short sweet, but hopefully a meaty one that you can take and get some real essence of this conversation of my Monday motivation, and that you are continually to let your circle maybe expand, or maybe you decide to keep it tight, but that you do keep it to keep moving. And whomever has the opportunity and the worthiness of that circle, make sure that you're not losing a part of yourself in the realm of that circle, but that you equally are moving along with the energy of it that feeds you. All right. All right, y'all. So you all have a blessed day, and I look forward to having this conversation on next Monday, Sunday's Monday Motivation. Y'all be blessed.
You're listening to the Loudmouth Radio Network. Eli's Handyman Service is proudly serving the Inland Empire for all your handyman needs. Whether you're in need of furniture assembly, general construction or repairs, remodeling, drywall installation, new tile flooring work, plumbing fixture installation, interior or exterior painting, TV mounting, and more, contact Eli at 323-286-8435 for all your handyman needs, available 6 days a week. Don't forget to let them know that you heard them on Loudmouth Radio. Las Mariados Seafood and Entertainment is a 13,000 square foot of restaurant and colorful entertainment space located at 2241 West Esplanade in the heart of San Jacinto, California. Las Mariados is a must-see restaurant specializing in the best of Mexico cuisine with its flavors, aromas, colors, traditions, and bright wall display and art. Stop in 7 days a week and enjoy fresh and tasty seafood made to order that's quickly prepared for you to have a fantastic dining experience. Stay after dinner and wind down with a variety of entertainment, live music, DJs, and more. Connect and follow on Facebook, Instagram, or call for reservations at 951-654-8558.
Cynthia Sweet Treats, located at 1259 South State Street in Hemet. We are located in the Diamond Valley Shopping Center. Come in and enjoy some puff pastries, custom cakes, cupcakes, mini desserts, handmade pastries, fresh breads, cookies, and event catering. Our hours of operation are Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4 p.m., Saturdays, 8:30 to 3 p.m., and Sundays we are closed. If you have any questions, go ahead and call the store, which is 951-282-3237. You can also find our website at cynthiasweettreats.co.
My name is Juan Martinez. I'm the president and owner of J&I Heating and Air Conditioning, located in Hemet, California. With over 15 years in the trade and working for a nationwide HVAC company, J&I is your one-stop shop for all your heating and air conditioning needs. We proudly service all Hemet, San Jacinto, Temecula, Murrieta, Menifee, Sun City, Paris, Winchester, Lake Elsinore, Wildomar, and more. We are a family-owned and operated business with one goal in mind, and that is to be around for generations to come. Naming J&I after my sons Joshua and Isaac was my way of showing my community that I just don't want your business. I want to create a long-term relationship with our customers and to be around when our services are needed, now or even 10 to 30 years from now. Your air conditioner and furnace have a very important job, and that is to keep you and your family comfortable indoors. When your heating and air conditioning system breaks down, it can be expensive and frustrating. At J&I, our team takes the frustration out of the repair, installation, and maintenance process to bring you peace of mind. Our services include heating and air conditioning installation, maintenance, and repairs for both residential and commercial properties. We also provide a free in-home consultation on upgrading or replacing your existing heating and air conditioning system. We make it our top priority to provide our customers with honest and affordable repairs in a timely manner.
My name is Judy Nadler, and I'm a customer of J&I. They put in AC for me. So if it wasn't for them, I probably wouldn't have any. They have very good people that work for them. They're very polite and they're very nice and neat. And I really, really like them a lot.
If you need any heating and air conditioning services or a second opinion, contact us today. We look forward to providing you with the very best quality and customer service you deserve.
Fast hauling, junk removal, and demolition is serving the Hemet, San Jacinto, and Temecula Valley areas, providing affordable junk and bulk pickup services. Whether you're in need of home or business pickup, fast hauling and demolition is available 7 days a week at 951-378-2727. In need of a fast demolition? Looking to build or remodel? Fast demolition is available to tear down and rebuild your kitchen, patio, bathroom, floors, walls, ceilings, and more. Fast hauling and demolition also provides front and backyard services if you're in need of trim of small palm trees, yard removal of debris, and more. Contact them at 951-378-2727.